The researchers said the findings are significant as older people with functional limitations have difficulty performing work that is required in their agricultural settings. If not addressed, the economic consequences could be devastating to the income of families whose livelihoods depend on food production. Colin Payne, lead researcher and graduate student at the University of Pennsylvania, explained that the data that was used was based on the Malawi Longitudinal Study of Families and Health. It's an ongoing study of rural populations in Malawi conducted by the University of Pennsylvania.
We found that older individuals in this rural population spend a large amount of their later life experiencing some disabilities. What we're measuring is kind of inabilities to perform daily life activities in this rural context, so taking care of livestock, helping out on the farm, these kinds of activities. We find that women at age 45 expect to spend about 60% of their remaining life unable to do some of these tasks. For men, the figure is about 40%. And as individuals age older and older, their remaining life that they can do some of these daily activities, it's shorter and shorter.
While the study did not focus on any particular diseases that would have contributed to the rapid deterioration of physical abilities, Payne said the disabilities could very well be attributed to a lifetime of hardship starting at birth.
I think in large part it's due to sort of this overall lifelong burden of disability. So from birth to death, there's a lot of exposure to both chronic communicable and non-communicable diseases, burdened with some periods of undernutrition early in the life course. And so by the time people are reaching their mid-40s and 50s, they've already experienced a lot of pressures on their health. And so these are compounded in the later life.
The researchers pointed out a lifetime of struggle and hardship has led to the high probability of chronic disabilities being compounded by other disabling conditions in adulthood. They said this amounts to the need for a revision of current national health policies and international donor-funded health programs.
I think in large part, you know, what could help individual health is a larger focus from both individual countries in the region and also from larger non-governmental organizations and other policy groups to kind of expand availability of basic healthcare services to this population. It's a very underserved population. It's a population that's growing rapidly. In 2010, the population over 45 years in sub-Saharan Africa was only 10% of the population. UN projections say that by 2060, it's going to be a quarter of the population.
Dr. Hans-Peter Kohler, another of the researchers of the study, agreed with Payne that most health interventions have focused on communicable diseases such as HIV/AIDS and others like malaria. However, Kohler said their study is significant and that it points out that there should be more healthcare policies that focus on chronic illnesses and disabilities.
We know from other studies that pain is presumably a very big issue. And so what we're arguing here is that these disease patterns and the effect on the economic implications are not very well understood, but they're very dramatic in the sense about how much they actually limit individuals' abilities to work and perform day-to-day tasks.
Researchers of this study agree that the need is urgent for healthcare policies and donor-funded health programs to address the effects of disabilities on Africa's aging population. They say investing in the health of older men and women will also bring about improvements in the quality of their lives and also boost economic growth for generations to come. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Washington.